Trump told an interviewer that he wouldn't mind if the rich, including himself, paid a little more in taxes. Keep in mind that this is the billionaire who paid zero income in 10 of the 15 years before becoming president. In 2017, he paid $750. In 2020, he paid no tax whatsoever. I suspect most of us who paid that kind of tax wouldn't mind a small increase either. I know I wouldn't. Of course, a few days later, he reversed himself, saying a tax on the wealthy would give the rich a reason to leave the country. Some loss, I say. What, we'd lose a few thousand dollars here and there, maybe lose nothing some years. Raise taxes on the rich? Come on. Who do you think runs this country? Who do you think makes the laws? Who do you think you're kidding? What you're watching these first 100 days is a graduate-level course in how to balance the budget and still give the wealthiest a tax break they think they so richly deserve. Slash the government, fire its workers, eliminate programs for the poor, maybe even gut Medicaid. Strip a bit of the safety nets, sure. Why not balance it on the backs of those who can least afford it? And while we're at it, let's lay some stiff tariffs on every nation on earth, maybe generate revenue there. So what if the price of groceries and consumer goods goes up a little? Just a minor pain on the poor for long-term gain later. Right? Right? Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. Trust me, the rich don't mean that to apply to themselves. The president is having a soiree for all those who buy his meme cyber currencies. He's selling Bibles and tennis shoes, perfumes and steaks. He's selling out everyone but his rich friends. Conflict of interest? Don't make me laugh. This is the Gilded Age. Like the man said before pulling back on one tariff plan that had sent the stock market reeling, it's a great time to buy. Hint to all you poor folks, jump in the market now. The water is great. Mind the sharks, though. Thank you.